Friends, can we wish you God's blessing for the new year, for 2023? We trust that every day of this incoming year, with whatever it brings, that you will be conscious of the blessing and the leading of the Lord. And for the first devotional of this incoming year, I just want to read an excerpt from a famous devotional book entitled Eagle's Wings. Some of you will be very familiar with this book, especially if you live in the province. It was published way back there in 1991, 32 years ago, and it has been blessed by God to the hearts of many of God's people, especially those connected with our own denomination. You'll be very familiar with many of the authors that compiled this great wee devotional book. And I just want to read the last devotional, or the last excerpt in this book, December the 31st, written by our late brother, Dr. Alan Kearns. And we bless his memory. The Bible says the memory of the just is blessed, and their works do follow them. And we certainly miss God's servant from our denomination and from our province as well. And this little devotional from Eagle's Wings, dated the 31st of December, is quite simply entitled, The Best is Yet to Be. We need to look forward with a positive mental attitude, keeping our faith in God and our trust in God's promises, because certainly for the child of God, the best is yet to be. The text is Deuteronomy chapter 3 and verse number 24. The word of God says, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. Think about the words. O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. Moses spoke these words as he approached the end of his life. They are just as appropriate for us as we come to the end of a year. Indeed, whether we are facing the end of a year or the end of a lifetime, the testimony of our heart is that the Lord has done great things for us, but they are only the beginning of his kindness to us. We can look back with gratitude. The Lord has never failed us. In the year that is now ending, he has proved his constant watch care over us. His wonderful works on our behalf are more than can be numbered. Psalm 40 verse 5. Every second of our lives, he has surrounded us with blessings. Best of all, he has shown to us his greatness. He has revealed something of his glory to us. What blessed times we have had in prayer and in the word when the Lord has granted to us glimpses of his greatness. Perhaps he has done this in the last year, in bringing some of us into salvation, or in leading others of us into revival. Let us then praise him for such grace. But all the Lord has done for us is just a beginning. The best is yet to be. The year is dying, but our God is living. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Psalm 115, verse 14, as is his promise. Thus we are assured that whatever this year holds, the path of the just shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. That perfect day means the ages to come, in which he will show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Ring out the old year with praise, ring in the new with confidence. If we live, we shall see more of the Lord's greatness. If we die, we shall see its full glory. Dr. Alan Kearns, Eagle's Wings, December 31st. And then there's a quote by Alexander Simpson. Listen to these words. The believer's future is as bright as the promises of God and as secure as his throne. Friends, may God bless you richly. I'm just realizing Tozer's down on the feet here, wagging his tail. But may the Lord bless you. And we'll see you in the days ahead.